Well, Nancy, I'm not so sure we should really call any building a real diner if it isn't all streamlined and stainless steely and everything. But I guess the term has really come to mean any restaurant of a certain type. And you just wrote about one rhapsodically.
I didn't expect to love the Skillet Diner, the new place in Capitol Hill, as much as I do. It bills itself as a modern American diner. And what does that mean? That means it's not like the favorite diner of my childhood, the Country Club in Philadelphia, where you went and the waitresses were 850 years old. They'd been schlepping coffee there forever. And oh my, they have the best cheesecake there in Philadelphia. Of course, that's not what they had at Skillet. And Skillet is part of the street food movement. In fact, Josh Henderson, the guy who owns the place, was the guy who sort of founded this idea here in Seattle of bringing higher end food to food trucks with his little Airstream trailer. So anyway, now he's bringing it to a brand new bricks and mortar building at the corner of 14th and East Union. What I loved about it was it has all the things I loved about a diner when I was a kid, like the funky placemat, except there it has the menu on it. They have waiters and waitresses who called me love, which I guess is the modern American equivalent of hun, right?
True diner speak would be hun. I'm sorry, I'm just a traditionalist. She should have a Chesterfield dangling from her mouth, too.
Writing down your order by putting her finger in her mouth,
right,
and then turning the pages of the order pad, right?
Right,
they
right.
didn't do that there, yeah. I'm happy to say. Did you stay at diners when you were growing up? Surely you did.
Oh, yeah. Well, in New Rochelle, the place to go was the College Diner, and that was where the cool kids hung out, and you could go in there real late. And that'd be the place you'd go after a late-night date to wrap things up or just go hang out with your pals. In Tacoma, the place that I love to go, and I don't go very often because the servings are so huge, is Marsha's Silver Spoon Cafe. It's on South Tacoma Way, and it's right across the street from the Java Jive, the big coffee pot-shaped landmark there. And Marsha's serves truly wonderful, great diner food. I had a chicken fried steak there with French fries with gravy on them, wets. I don't know if they call them that in Philly.
What's wets?
Wets is French fries with gravy.
Fries and gravy were definitely a big thing on the East Coast when I was eating in diners and other places. And they've got those too at Skillet Diner. But the corned beef hash I ate there, let's talk about corned beef hash for
okay.
a minute. Isn't that a diner classic?
You bet.
This was beautiful, gorgeous corned beef. It was dark. It didn't have faux dye on it. And it had, you know, roasted fingerling potatoes and roasted carrots. And I was really rapturous about this.
You sent me a picture of your wonderful corned beef hash breakfast. And I'm going to post
a couple eggs on top.
With a couple eggs on top. And I'm gonna post that on the Food for Thought web post. You really have to come to Tacoma and go to Marsha's with me. And we'll bring people to help us, you know, stand up after we're done.
So, Stein, isn't there some kind of famous poodle something or another diner down by you?
Oh, yeah, in Fife, the Poodle Dog. It's a legendary place, huge place, home of the Pup Room.
You'll take me down there to lift a cup of coffee, huh?
Yeah, and you'll need both hands to do it.
Well, I think the thing that's nice about real diners is they're open whenever you want them to be.
Yeah, that and those hard-bitten old hash slingers. I guess they're all young and vibrantly healthy at the Skillet.
Absolutely, with lots of tattoos, my friend.
Okay, well, you'll find a link to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, right at the KPLU website, kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought there and read all about it. Thanks for listening, hon. I'm Dick Stein.